buy for pearls. Then the mind quakes got us. That would have been, yes, a couple of years after the Terminus probes. People just died. Died in their billions, too. Their minds just kind of folded in on themselves. Afterwards, we had to start over. At least we had all the toys of the Spindle Kings to play with. And we could spread out. We had to spread out, after the quakes. They made us look hard for mental elbow room, new worlds where we could flee and learn the forgotten ways. We had built robots to remember some of them for us. We thought it was natural, a trodden path. You see, we had the example of the Spindle Kings. We thought that any intelligent species filled its home world until the sheer mind pressure started killing them off, and then the survivors embarked on interstellar colonization. Whatever way they rationalized it, the real reason would be a fierce desire to escape from other people. And then, since usable worlds aren't that common, they'd start to learn planetary engineering. Oh, we had it all carefully calculated. Race after race, fruiting and bursting across the evolving galaxy, creating new worlds before they died, and in the process, making new seedbeds for new races. I wrote a book about it called Continuous Creation.
Now you can write the second edition.
It'll be a bit short, I'm damn sure about that. What can I say? The lights in the sky are scenery.
Why not?
You haven't told me why the builders built. The words flashed onto the screen immediately, as if the computers had been preparing them.
Humans are inquisitive. That is a function of their humanity. The beings that built this universe did so because it was unthinkable that they should not. Creation is not a thing that gods do. It is something that they are.
And afterwards? What did they do next? There was white water around the ship. Kin could see a little tree-shrouded island beyond one port, a humped black shape in the twilight, and could feel the hull bouncing over the water. The sky wheeled. There was no jolt. It was simply that now the floor was just a wall. Foam covered the ports for a moment, and then Kin could look down. The rim fall hung before them, looking exactly like a luminous white road. Marco in the pilot's seat was outlined against it, and Kin could see that he had instinctively braced himself with his feet scrabbling for a hold. Down, way down, there was a ball of fire in the sky. The disk was in darkness now, but the little orbiting sun was giving a brief day to the face of the waterfall. While Kin watched, it climbed above her and disappeared as the ship overtook it. Later there was a cloud at the limit of vision. It stayed there for a while, then raced up the glittering stream at a speed that made Kin flinch. There was the faintest of lurches and a second's darkness as the ship left the water behind at the molecule sieve, and then there were stars. There was a long hiss from Marco. It may have been a sigh of relief. Silver said,
"I would have felt happier if the computers had been able to arrange a more conventional launching, but I must admit it had style."
"From their point of view, that was the most efficient way," said Kin. The sky spun again as Marco turned the ship so that down was where long tradition had always put it, in the region of the feet. Silver unfastened her couch straps, then looked across at Kin.
"We built the universe, didn't we?" she said. "Not us, precisely, these lumps of bone and brain, but the thing in us that makes us what we are, the thing that dreams while the rest of us is asleep."
Kin smiled. "The computers wouldn't tell," she said. "But yes, you're right. I think the computers had a certain extra function. They could suppress all the mental static so the... oh, hell, why avoid the word? So that the god inside could surface just for a while and perform. That's why practically anyone could be the disc master. If Jago Jalo had tried the helmet, he'd be there still."
"No one will believe you," said Marco without turning his head.
"I'm not sure that would be a tragedy," said Kin. "The disc was put there as a hoax, or a hint. No one has to believe it. We'll build a planet for the disc people and transfer them, and that is the thing that needs to be done." The challenge warmed her. The building of a new Earth, so carefully done that the disc people could be transferred and not know it. There'd have to be new continents designed, and the disc people would have to be put in a freeze sleep until some of their number had bred enough to populate them. It could take 1,000 years. There'd be a whole solar system to drag into place, great planets around far stars to be ringed in some vast fields and flipped across light years. buffaloes to be designed. Life wouldn't be boring.